This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 16th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA says the L-CROSS lunar orbiter's impact with the south pole of the moon and subsequent analysis of the debris plume it sent up has demonstrated conclusively the presence of water. As of early this morning, NASA said the weather forecast for Kennedy Space Center remained 90% favorable for an on-time launch of the shuttle Atlantis at 2:28 p.m. Eastern Time this afternoon. Air taxi operator OpenAir has announced it will fill the void left by the sudden shutdown of SATSAIR at Greenville Downtown Airport in South Carolina. A new 5,000-foot runway 10 right, 28 left is now open and welcoming business jets at Flying Cloud Airport in Minnesota. USAPA, the U.S. Airline Pilots Association, has applied to the National Mediation Board for a federal mediator to break a 4-year stalemate in negotiations with the company. The much-delayed Airbus A400M military transport has been handed over to the flight test team. Boeing says it has completed installing reinforcements within the side of body section on the first Dreamliner and still says the plane will make its first flight before the end of this year. 31-year-old Flight Lieutenant Kirsty Moore has become the first female fast jet pilot in the RAF to qualify for the Red Arrow's aerobatic demonstration team. Able Flight is partnering with Purdue University's Department of Aviation Technology to offer a joint flight training project. And an 8-year Vietnam POW has gotten something back he thought he'd never see again. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, pilots nodding off at the yoke. Is this just a problem for the airlines? I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.